Good morning. It's the 4th of January. We are continuing today with the exhortation from Brother Harry Tennant, which we started yesterday. Psalm 9, verses 7 and 8 has these words: "But the Lord shall endure for ever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness." And now Brother Harry's words. There was nothing surprising about the judgment which God brought on Noah's world, except the nature of it. It deserved nothing better. A year's beginnings, a life's beginnings, a marriage's beginnings, a career's beginnings, all have the seeds of the future within them. There is nothing surprising about them, except the nature of the future. The kind of future is made by the kind of present we make. Of course, as in the days of Noah, God grants us time for renewal, for repentance, a time to change course. The nature of the past determines in some measure whether we shall be able to take those opportunities. The people in Noah's day were too far along the road to destruction to find it in themselves to turn back. Not even the uprightness of Noah and the evidence of the vessel growing day by day to completion, and the prophecy of Enoch and the living and dying prophecy of Methuselah could turn their hearts. The lesson is that there is a time for repentance and a time when it can be too late. Noah's salvation was not an instantaneous matter. It took time. In the first place, God had to make known to him the way and to command Noah to take it. Noah had to listen and obey. His salvation depended on what he believed and on what he did. Salvation is not possible unless we do something in response to the word and command of God. There are warnings aplenty in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, for example. "And moreover, I saw under the sun the place of judgment, that wickedness was there, and the place of righteousness, that iniquity was there. I said in mine heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work." Or from chapter 8, "Whoso keepeth the commandment shall feel no evil thing, and a wise man's heart discerneth both time and judgment, because to every purpose there is time and judgment." And from chapter 12, "For God shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." There was a wonderful refuge in the ark. God, who had told Noah to come in and had shut the door, saved him by water. When these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. When the first rains came, Noah was just a solar year away from the new world. There was no safety outside the ark. So it is now with us. Here, in our fellowship in Christ, is safety, the God-provided atonement, pitched within and without. The ark came to rest on Mount Ararat on the same day of the same month as the Lord Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. There is a divinely provided type here, especially since Ararat means creation, holy land. And so it will be for all of us who enter and remain in the ark. We shall arrive at the new creation and the holiness of life in the kingdom of God. May that day come soon. Thank you for listening.